Pope Benedict received the bishops of Hungary today here in Rome. Irene Legan reports.
Pope Benedict spoke to the bishops about the unfortunate effects that decades of communist rule had on Hungarian society, saying the long period profoundly signed the population. First and foremost in the areas of family life, problems rooted in the general difficulty people have in trusting one another after living for so long in a climate of suspicion. The Pope noted the alarming drop in the number of marriages, the steep increase in the rates of divorce, and the drastic drop in birth rates. The Pope also praised the bishops for their opposition to the public recognition of homosexual unions, saying such unions violate not only the law of the Church, but also the Hungarian Constitution.
A risentire di questa difficoltà sono I giovani.
Pope Benedict said young people are particularly threatened by the deterioration of society and family life, and said he greatly appreciates the efforts of the Church in Hungary, which, despite limited resources, promotes initiatives that animate the world of young people with moments for friendship and formation, which stimulate their sense of responsibility. The Holy Father also encouraged the bishops to continue their efforts to keep the faith alive by promoting innovative forms of ancient practice, such as pilgrimages to sites in Hungary and throughout Europe, as well as devotions to great Hungarian saints, such as St. Elizabeth, St. Emmerich, and their patron, St. Stephen.
C'è un'altra preoccupazione che condivido con voi, la mancanza di sacerdoti.
Pope Benedict also said he shares the Hungarian bishops' concern over the shortage of priests and asked the bishops to encourage their clergy to seek adequate spiritual nourishment for themselves, especially through the assiduous practice of confession and celebration of Mass.
È doveroso ribadire che la gioiosa adesione a Cristo.
It is a matter of duty, said Pope Benedict, to repeat that the joyful adhesion to Christ, to which the priest gives witness in the midst of his faithful, is still the best way for awakening young people to God's call. I'm Irene Legan.